Joy Tactics.
Jesus.
So we are reporting to you live, our first podcast overseas.
Our first podcast in full crisis, I would say.
Yeah, we didn't make it long. Let's lead up to this before we say what's going on, maybe.
Okay.
So we get to the airport. Some might say I was sick immediately and have been sick so far this trip.
Yep.
Then we didn't let that stop us.
Literally, we didn't.
And now currently, I believe myself and Eric are coming down with this sickness has been transferred to us.
Yeah.
Somehow, which
we didn't let that stop us.
We literally didn't. No, we didn't.
We went about our day. In fact, we were up at 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
I was up at 2 a.m.
Eric is
watching
up
the Golden Globes recaps. Congratulations, everybody.
And I somehow immediately bodied the, what's it called? The when you sleep different in a different time zone?
Jet lag fix.
It immediately bodied it. Went to sleep at, midnight, woke up at basically 10 a.m.
And let's just get to the chase. Why are we, what's our current situation right now?
Current situation is this. We were on the scariest road I've ever seen in Scotland. Very, very narrow. This could have happened to anybody. I'm driving. If you're confused, I'm driving on the right side. That's how they do it over here. And basically, by no fault of my own, I hit a very extremely sharp rock and popped both tires on the left-hand side. And we are now...
I think it was actually a series of rocks.
Why do they got the rocks on the side, dude?
There's about four just pointy rocks that were just bam, bam,
Why would they do that?
I know, in case insurance companies are watching this, trying to charge us an arm and a leg for what just happened
to
us.
Right.
Well, this is a Patreon episode.
First of all, thank you for rocking with us.
If Sixth Rental as a corporation has subscribed to the Patreon.
Yeah,
and
thanks for rocking with us.
I openly admitted it to the customer service.
You idiot.
No, I'm not an idiot.
You deny.
Good God. So yeah, tires are popped. There's a small scratch on the side. I'm basically dealing with the worst thing I've ever gone through right now.
And we couldn't be more in the middle of nowhere. It's like
we're on a lake in the middle of
Scotland. There's about a 30-minute drive from the sauna we were just at to the other side of the lake. Somehow that's a 30-minute drive, and yet we call it a lake.
It's probably 4 minutes into the drive this happened.
No. Because I would say we're basically dead in the middle. Because if it was only 4 minutes in, I'd say, let's walk back to the sauna and go get dinner there.
Right.
Should we do that?
No, we're hell off. That would take hours.
I think it would probably take 2 hours to walk there.
Yeah, I said hours.
All right. Good for you, man. Congratulations.
I have to be, and here's the thing, I have to be very grateful right now because I caused this for you guys. And
Thank you. I apologize
profusely. Started crying. Sorry.
I feel like I'm in a movie. This whole trip has felt like a movie. And I just want to say, if I was writing this movie, it's going to start getting very fun very soon.
Oh, you think the fun starts when?
As soon as it's nighttime, the car is dead, and you're in the middle of nowhere, and it's dark out. That's when somebody comes popping out of the woods and goes,
"Come with me."
You think it's going to be scary.
Right.
But then, and we go, ah!
Starts clinking two Don Julio bottles together.
Oh, the brown tile Don Julio.
Hello. Have you lost a tire?
And by the way, two cars have pulled by us. No one stopped.
Nobody helped us.
No one even said,
"There's
zero right, mates. You're right.
I'd like to remind everybody of a ancient story called the Good Samaritan.
Are you familiar with that? Yeah, I know. Based my life on it.
And what happened to the Good Samaritans? Eric, is the overhead light torturing you?
It's
right
torturing
now?
Me, man, with my light sensitivities.
The video quality on this is just completely just...
No, it's a nighttime story.
Non-existent almost at this point.
I'm lit beautifully in the back seat.
I know, Jack, you look amazing right now.
Thanks, Nate.
I'm nervous that this guy isn't going to call, is frankly what I'm nervous about. And I'll be honest, I'm nervous that my hand
Just get raw. Just get raw.
I'm being as raw as I've ever been on the podcast. I'm nervous because my hand is basically moving very slowly, probably because it was outside in the cold trying to figure out what the tire sizes were.
You also just
you got the tire sizes, mate. I don't, how do I fucking
mental.
Know what a tire...
That was mental.
Yeah, of course it was
mental.
He
was like, look at Jack said it the best. He was like, it should be call at the rental place. Where are you? Okay, good. We'll
be right there.
Because they know what kind of car you rented.
I know.
They tires know what type are of universal. Lug nuts. Every tire fits on any fucking car. Let's go. Get over
you
here.
You know what's funny is everybody, this is so funny to me. The Uber drivers, all of them said, oh, you're going up north, are you? You're going to want to have your winter tires on a lot. You're going to want to have your summer tires on a lot. Not the summer tires. It's snowing, you know. Did you see the news, you know? Guess what? What do they say? Bullock. What do they say? Guess
Bullocks.
What? Bullocks. That's one of the insults.
Guess what, Bellend?
There you go. Guess what, Bellends? There's no fucking snow up here, but they don't make tires to drive
to go over a
fucking
simple rock.
Rock shaped like carved by, like a nail by the local psychopaths.
To go over a super sharp, pointy rock that was just...
We'll take the MacBook out at the end of this and show you guys the rocks. Because, bro,
we should get one of those rocks, bring it in here, and pee on it like in that fucking video.
Yo, you want to pee on it, man?
You know what? Frankly, I did do that. The first thing I did is I went and I peed on it. That's true.
I peed on a rock over here that had nothing to do with it.
I did. Fuck too.
Like, that's rocks. The anger that I was feeling. I just wanted to get the rage out.
That pee rage.
Literally, this does feel like A24 style, you see what I mean? Well, there's a 4-star lodge right over here. I don't see any attendants coming out to help us. Excuse me, with a lantern. That's what they would have done in the old days.
Thankfully, we're all sleep deprived and sick and hungry. But I do think it's funny that and curious, because there's been nothing this whole drive. All of a sudden, the car breaks down and we're right outside the spooky lodge.
Spooky.
It might do us a favor to go and say hello. Should we bring the laptop? Hey, yo. So we're podcasters. We're from America, and this is so funny to us.
Something hilarious has happened. What other people would find devastating, we find... Why is there a breeze?
A breeze?
Did you feel that breeze?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You are having a schizophrenic sort of psychotic break.
Wow. This would be a bad time for the mental health to severely decline.
No, because we're basically at somebody's house right now.
Yeah.
So you said this is the worst thing that's ever happened to you, Eric. And this is a person who's had a lot of people have divorced.
Late in life.
Damn.
Very late in life, which means you had nothing to do with it, by the way.
It was barely my fault. Barely.
My phone is dead, by the way, just if anybody's wondering
Jack's
why I'm
phone
not.
Is dead. We, by the way, we're just coming from a blissed out environment, a.k.a. the sauna, a.k.a. the hot box on Locke. That was beautiful.
We need to actually say our actual location right now, just in case this is a...
We're not uploading this from here.
Well, we could try with the satellites.
Well, what's this place called right next to us?
Becker.
Breckham's
Lodge.
It's right behind you.
Breckham's Lodge.
I can't read.
If this goes online in a sort of a mysterious, like the title is like, help us, like we're still here.
It is so funny to turn around and look at, it's completely pitch black all around us, except for this one, the spookiest door I've ever seen in my life that has one light. The lights are not on inside of it. It's just this complete black abyss with a door floating in a void. And then beyond that, there seems to be the lights on at some property. Perhaps they would have some haggis.
You guys are impressed by how not scared I am right now?
You bottle everything up, though. So as far as we know, you're fucking screaming, banging on the doors of your mind. Let me out. So I don't respect that. And by the way, you want to talk about ingenuity? I just made the steering wheel heat up, so now my hand's going to be warm again to everyone else that was worried.
Hey, Nate. Wait, where are y'all's big-ass water bottles? Can I ask that of you guys?
I fucking poured them out. No, I poured them out right before we got, so we don't need the extra weight in the Volvo.
At some point, somebody's going to need to pour that into this.
I told you at Tesco, I said, how much is that? You said $1. I said, you know, they sell giant ones over there for $1.
Well, I didn't realize that I'd be abandoned in a third world country. Not that there's anything wrong with third world countries. They call me Global South back where I'm from when I'm on the court.
At what minute do you guys think I should call the place back and say, yo, your boy, you said your boy was going to come.
Thank you.
Come rescue us, and we haven't heard a word.
At 20 minutes.
20 minutes from now?
No. 10 minutes from now.
Right, exactly.
All right, I'm going to marry the waters for anybody who's worked in a restaurant.
Marry them now. Wow. Okay. I mean, just for reference, this is now scaring me because I called them at 5:15. It's 5:55, bro.
No.
Yes.
But you were on the phone.
Yeah, you were on the phone with them for a long time, though.
For 20 minutes. So, all right, it's been about 20. Oh, Jesus Christ. No one's coming. No one's fucking coming.